नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय.
So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter number 3, and Text number 13. This is about Gajendra's prayer of surrender. Srila Prabhupada says that in this chapter the prayers of Gajendra, the king of the elephants, are described. It appears that the king of the elephants was formerly a human being known as Indradumna, and that he learned a prayer to the Supreme Lord. Fortunately, he remembered that prayer and began to chant it to himself. First, he offered his respectful obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And because of his awkward position in having been attacked by the crocodile, he expressed his inability to recite prayers nicely. Nonetheless, he tried to chant the mantra and expressed himself in appropriate words as follows. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of all causes, who is the original person and from whom everything has emanated. He is the root cause of this cosmic manifestation, and the entire cosmos rests in him, yet he is transcendental. For he does everything in relation to the material world through his external energies. He is eternally situated in the world, in a spiritual world, in Vaikuntha called Golo Vrindavan, where he engages his eternal pastimes. The material world is a product of his external energy or material nature, which works under his direction. It is thus that creation, maintenance, and annihilation take place. The Lord exists at all times. This is extremely difficult for a non-devotee to understand, although the transcendental Supreme Personality of Godhead is perceivable by everyone. Only the pure devotees perceive his presence and activity. This seems to be the first prayer, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Janmadhyasayata. He is speaking the absolute truth. And it's amazing that elephant remember from his previous birth. And as it seems that he was King Indradumna, one of known as Indradumna, and he should be coming down from heavenly planets. So, he's speaking, or elaborating on that one particular was Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Now we see his extensions of the prayers, which include all the material and spiritual energy. He is addressing the Lord and his this particular function.
Kshetragyaya
Namah,
Namah,
Tubhyam,
Tubhyam,
Sarva,
Sarva,
Adyakshaya,
Adyakshaya,
Sakshine,
Sakshine,
Purushaya,
Purushaya,
Atmamulaya,
Atmamulaya,
Mula Prakrate,
Mula Prakrate,
Purusha Ab, Namah,
Namah.
Kshetragyaya namastubhyam,
Kshetragyaya namastubhyam,
Sarvadhyakshaya sakshine,
Sarvadhyakshaya sakshine,
Purushayatma mulaya,
Purushayatma mulaya,
Mula Prakritaye Namaha.
Mula Prakritaye Namaha.
Kshetrajnaya Namastubhyam.
Kshetrajnaya Namastubhyam.
Sarvadhyakshaya Sakshine.
Sarvadhyakshaya Sakshine.
Purushaya Atmamulaya.
Purushaya Atmamulaya.
Mula Prakritaye Namaha.
Mula Prakritaye Namaha.
Kshetrajnaya Namastubhyam.
Sarvadhyakshaya
Sakshine.
Sarvadhyakshaya Sakshine.
Purushaya Atmamulaya.
Purushaya Atmamulaya.
Mula Prakritaye Namaha.
Mula Prakritaye Namaha.
Kshetrajna. Unto the one who knows everything, of the external body, Namaha.
Namaha.
I offer my respectful obeisances.
Tubhyam.
Unto you.
Sarva.
Everything.
Adhyakshaya.
Who are superintending.
Managing.
Sakshine.
Who are the witness.
Paramatma or Antaryami. Purushaya.
Supreme Person.
Atmamulaya. Who are the original source of everything?
Mula Prakritaye.
Unto the Purusha Avatar.
Origin of Prakriti.
And Pradhana.
Namaha.
I offer my respectful obeisances. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are the super soul, the superintendent of everything, and the witness of all that occurs. You are the supreme person, the origin of material nature, and of the total material energy. You are also the owner of the material body. Therefore, you are the supreme complete. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. In Bhagavad Gita 13 chapter 3rd verse, the Lord says, Kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetresu bharata. O Sayana Bharata, you should understand that I am also the knower of all bodies. Knower in all bodies. Every one of us is thinking, I am this body, or that is my body, but actually the truth is different. Our bodies are given to us by the Supreme Proprietor, the living entity who is also Kshetrajna, or the knower of the body, is not the body's only proprietor. The actual proprietor of the body is the Supreme Personality, Godhead, who is the Supreme Kshetrajna. For example, we may rent and occupy a house, but actually, the owner of the house is the landlord. Similarly, we may be allotted a certain type of body as a facility with which to enjoy this material world, but the actual proprietor of the body is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is called Sarvadhyaksha. Because everything in the material world works under his supervision. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9, chapter 10th verse, wherein Lord says, Maya Dakshena Prakriti Suryate Sacharacharam. This material nature working under my direction, O Son of Kunti, is producing all moving and unmoving beings. From Prakriti, or the material nature, come so many varieties of living entities, including the aquatic plants, trees, insects, birds, animals, human beings, and demigods. Prakriti is the mother, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the father. Aham bija pratyaksha. Prakriti can give us material bodies, but as spirit soul, we are parts and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, 7th verse. Mamevamsu jivaloke jiva bhuta sanatana. The living entity, being part and parcel of God, is not a product of this material world. Therefore, the Lord is described in this verse as Atma Mula, the original source of everything. He is the seed of all existence, Bijam Mam Sarva Bhutanam. In Bhagavad Gita 14th chapter 4th verse, the Lord says, Sarva Yonishu Kaunte Murtayanti Sambhavantiya Tasham Mahat Brahma Yonir Aham Nijap Pradapita. It should be understood that all living entities in all species of life, all son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father. Plants, trees, insects, aquatics, demigods, beasts, birds, and all other living entities are sons or parcel of the Supreme Lord. But because they are struggling with different mentalities, they have been given different types of bodies. Manashasthani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. Thus, they have become sons of the personality of Godhead. Prakriti, the material nature, which is impregnated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Every living entity in this material world is struggling for existence. And the only salvation or relief from the cycle of birth and death in evolutionary process is full surrender. This is indicated by the words Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalaya Chakshurasindaniyana Tasmanji Guru Deva Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamakyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yudhapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagranaragunatam Gantam Sajjivam Sadvaitam Sabhadudam Parijana Saitam Krishnaitam Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagranalalita Shri Vishakantam Kshatrajnaya namastubhyam sarvadhyakshaya sakshine purushaya atmamulaya mula prakritiye namaha. Can you imagine Gajendra, knowing only one verse, can expound like Srimad Bhagavatam everything that is contained in that particular verse? So, when you think of Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, that mantra was extremely powerful in Sakti Yuga. Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, even Gajendra knows it. Alright? But the expanded meanings are not different from a condensed meaning. Formula, mantra means a formula, is condensed within few words. But it is so much saturated, and when it is released, you know, like a jack in a box, nobody thinks, kids cannot think that there is something in a box. When it is released, the lid is released, so much big rabbit can come out, or this can come out. So, this is like that. It is so powerful. powerful miscontent. Atom bomb may be a small, but you know, the energy which is emanating, it's immense. So the idea is that the words which are so powerful, they are identical with the all-powerful personality of Godhead. There is no difference in it. So simply by chanting Hare Krishna, we get all the potencies of the Lord. This is the beauty in remembering the Mahamantra. Gajendra is remembering this mantra that he heard in previous life. One may think that how can you remember anything of your past? Well, the mantra is on a different wavelength. Even a dead person can hear. The body may not hear, but the soul which is still having a subtle body of mind, intelligence and ego, it is still hanging around. And the transcendental sound vibration can penetrate. So similarly, this sound, if it is practiced, it is never going to leave you even after this body is finished. It will be a permanent asset and it will carry you. Evaluation or the value of the mantra is real strength that the soul can perceive. Soul can perceive. Body may not perceive. But those who are in bodily conception of life, they have no access to the meaning. But those who take without previous qualification, they happen to take, then it revives from the previous leftover, you know, life. It can be rejuvenated. It can make further progress. So, continuity is there. These are the examples of understanding the unlimited eternal existence. So, somehow or other, this is all controlled by the Paramatma feature within the heart. That Matta Nara Pohram Cha. Krishna says, Sarvasya Cha Aham Ravi Sannivishto. I am sitting in everyone's heart. Mattaha through me. Smutir. Remembrance. Smutir means remember. Jnana means realization. And Aponam means forgetfulness. It comes through me. The jiva is so much helpless. Cannot even desire. Cannot even desire anything. But Krishna infuses and animates desire in us. The desire is coming because we want it. Right? So Krishna gives these desires according to our previous conditioning where we left over. So start from there. Indradhamna was a pious person and somehow or other he got an elephant body. Right? But nonetheless, being a wild animal or a tame animal, animals have limitations, but consciousness is there. And consciousness is always spiritual. We may taint it with our desire to make it material, but it is the divine energy, divine energy of the Lord. So, in the holy name of the Lord, so many places are simultaneously invested. If we serve the holy name, then it will itself reveal the potencies. Sevanam mukhehi jivado swayam spuratyam eva adhyaya. Atta krishnasya namadi na bhavet grahyam indriyai. Rupa Goswami says, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that the soul is so much, incapacitated to do anything on his own. But when we are getting some infusion by the Paramatma and we think we can do anything and everything, we go beyond the boundaries of, obeying even the parents. And we disobey and we go astray. The soul is totally incapacitated. So all of a sudden, when the time factor pounds on him, he doesn't have opportunity even to remember the truth about him. So most of the time, those who are not fortunate to remember the Supreme, they miss the chance, miss the opportunity, and they revolt in the cycle of birth and death. So in this way, the Shushuptavastha means the suspended position is there. A person who doesn't have any support is in suspension. If somebody has to be punished, you suspend him. Means he doesn't have shelter. He loses the shelter. He loses the shelter. Any kind of shelter. There are so many media to give us shelter, but when we are suspended, right? This is also called Trishanku. There's a story of Trishanku comes in Puranas. Even Rahu is in Trishanku position. Tri means three. Shanku means a conical. He does not belong to any place. He hangs on. When Mohini Murthy slashed the head off from Rahu because he was stealing the nectar in the garb of a demigod, he was so selfish. Mohini Murthy immediately released the Sudarshan Chakra and chopped off his head. Now there is no shelter. His head is hanging around because it has nectar. It became immortal. The head became immortal because of nectar. It doesn't mean that he has eternity. Immortal doesn't mean he has eternity. He did not achieve eternity. Demigods also are they called immortal because of long, long life. But they have to revolve in the cycle of birth and death. So when we say immortal, that they have got benefit to live in the realm of demigods where they live long life. That is the nature of, earning credits by performing pious activities to go. But those credits can be diminished simply by usage or misuse in sense of education. So even if you go to higher planets, you have to come down. So, it is what we call a very unstable situation. People keep on moving in the form of these conditioned souls, they keep on moving from one species to another species of life within no time. But they have never settled. Who can settle? So, one who knows the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Vasudeva, he learns about the Absolute Truth when he chants His holy name. The totality. Absolute Truth means the totality of everything, which is also called Brahman, Brahmagyan, means Absolute Truth, knowledge of the Absolute Truth. So, that requires only a little in formula, not in a big, treatise like the Vedas. You have to seek out the Absolute Truth from the pages of the Vedas. But one who chants Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Absolute Truth is revealed to him. Sevaram mukhehi jihvadav. If we serve the Holy Name, starting from tongue, and then employ all the senses, then Swayam Spratyam Evadya, the Holy Name is so powerful that it will reveal its majesty to us. It will reveal its nature. Absolute Truth has to be revealed. It cannot be, understood or experienced in living in that simply by reading. This is a revelation. Revelation means it springs from the heart, that Paramatma is supplying that revelation to the soul. So Absolute Truth has to be revealed. But simply by chanting the Holy Name is merciful to let its glory be revealed to such a person who serves. The serving attitude should be there in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in this way, we see Gajendra has this fortune to remember the previous life's learning. And it is ever-existing, because it was part of this subtle character that also came along with in this body of elephant. So, otherwise, through the three modes of material nature, the material nature, the original is Mula Prakriti, and the source of Mula Prakriti is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. So therefore, Prakriti is divided into two. Pradhan and Mahatattva. Pradhan and Mahatattva. So here it is explained, that part. That Lord Krishna, His energies are profusing from, because He is the source of energy, and this material nature is working under my direction also. Kunti is producing all moving and unmoving beings. From Prakriti or material nature come so many varieties of living entities, including aquatics, plants, trees, insects, animals, human beings, and demigods. Now, this Prakriti is mother, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the father. Prakriti can give material bodies, but the spirit souls are parts and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed. Living entities being part and parcel of God are not product of this material world. Living entities themselves are spiritual part and parcel of God. They are not manufactured in Pradhan Prakriti. Krishna directly claims the soul part, not the body part. Body part has a jurisdiction to the mother. Mula Prakriti, Pradhan Prakriti, from it, by combination and permutation of three modes of material nature, plus the material energies, they combine and makes a form of varieties. Unlimited varieties. And Krishna is the knower of that. He does not forget. But forgetfulness is imposed only in the material realm. As soon as the jiva falls into the clutches of maya, mula prakriti, he forgets his original nature. He forgets his constitution, he forgets his service to Lord Krishna, he forgets everything. Why? Because he was unable to forget, even after being kicked out. So another prakriti which will be taking over, and like a marginal energy, jiva is called marginal energy, it has been overpowered by material energy, imposes on that. So from subtle level to the gross level, forgetfulness is there. Subtle level is of ego, but the gross level is bodily conception of it. So more and more, the knower of the soul, it was all knowledgeable, but confined by the modes of nature, becomes perfect. It's an opposite reaction, completely opposite. You follow? As soon as the part and parcel of the Lord desires, which is completely in defiance with the Lord's desire, alright? What it is called, it's a minute misuse of independence of the living entity. Therefore, the Lord has to create this material nature of another kind, or make a shadow, or completely opposite nature, and let the jiva enter. So from spiritual platform, he is entering into the material platform. Both are opposite. Both are opposite. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hai Andhakar Jaha Krishna Tai Naya Maya Radhika. So therefore, a reminder of our originality through the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam has to be given in this age of Kali. Otherwise, Even in the end of Dwapara Yuga, when Krishna was enacting these beautiful pastimes and other things, and as soon as he left, everything went away with him. His dharma went, his knowledge went, dharma went. There was nothing. Krishna svadhamo pagate dharma jnana divisa kalav nashtra drashamesha purano arko atunodita. In Kali Yuga, everybody lost the vision. Vision means consciousness. To see or to perceive the Absolute. Because he is the fountainhead and he left. That's a fact. It's a historical fact. It's the transcendental reality. Fact. And it is existing through the pages of Bhagavatam. That's why we receive. Otherwise, we are so helpless. Kalav nashta drashamesha. In Kali Yuga, everyone lost their vision to see the reality about himself. So how much that vision is lost throughout the world still, those who have not resorted to Srimad Bhagavatam. Is it not? Do you think other religious methodology are telling you about the spirituality, how to attain it, simply by belief? What do they know? They can't reveal. They were trapped into the lower stratum of explanations, which are bodily conception of life. If you believe in Jesus, He will take you to the land of honey and milk. That was the promise. So, land and honey are milk. It means our Father in the heaven, give us our daily bread. Where is the spirituality? Monastic life is completely different in Christianity. And it is not available to anybody and everybody. But here, Bhagavatam is talking of so much, worldwide, without exception, anybody can become, benefited by a revival of this consciousness. That is called Krishna consciousness. So, kalav nashta drashamesha purano arko adunodit. See, this brilliant sun, Srimad Bhagavatam is the brilliant sun. It has arisen after Lord Krishna has departed. Purano arko. Arka means the sun. Brilliant sun. Adunodita, it has invented. We have to get support simply by understanding, simply by following that process of chanting Hare Krishna. We revive our lost vision, our lost understanding, our lost eternity, the life of eternal knowledge and full of bliss is regained. That is the nature of the Lord has to be exhibiting by claiming. When the Supreme I bow down to Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the Son of Vasudeva, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Janmadhyasya Yata Anvayat, Itarasya Ashre Abhigya Swarat, Tene Brahma Radaya Adi Kave, Mahyanti Yat Surayaha, Tejo Vari Mradam Yatha Vinimayo Trishargo Amrusha, Dhamna Svena Sadani Rastakokam Satyam Param Dhimahi. Let me meditate on that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, who is known as Son of Vasudeva, who imparted this transcendental knowledge in the heart of Brahma, the first living entity. The knowledge of the absolute truth about himself, Lord Krishna has been part. In many places, the devotees pray, "My dear Lord, you know yourself, nobody else can know, unless you reveal yourself. You know yourself." So we have to go on that premise that unless and until it is coming from horse's mouth, the Lord himself, you don't accept anything. Right? You may keep on verifying and examining the absolute truth in terms of reality. People have different ideas of reality. For you, reality is something, even for the happiness, they have different ideas. Pepsi Cola is the happiness. Pepsi Cola is happiness. They sell this. This is the kind of advertisement. They don't have idea of eternal happiness. If you want to be happy, drink Pepsi Cola. What is happiness? Haribol, my dear friend.
When you're like really excited?
For me, happiness means Milo, ice cream. That is called happiness? No. When do you feel happy?
Like on your birthday.
Birthday? The cake is your happiness.
Present.
Yeah? Present.
The present. The present.
Surprises, happiness.
Present.
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 Present. No. You can be only happy in relation with Krishna. The biggest surprise. Yes. Have you seen Krishna crying? No. Krishna becoming angry? No. Krishna is always smiling, means happy. All the time he is happy. And he doesn't change his smile. If somebody gets hurt, he keeps smiling. You know? Have you cried before? Did you see Krishna's photo at that time? Yeah? He was still smiling. He teaches how to become happy all the time. Not only you wait for your birthday and get a cake on your face. Eternity, knowledgeability and bliss is the aspect. They are inherent character of the living entity and they forget. They opt for, just like he said, surprise, a temporary aspect. They opt for, it looks nice, but I don't need to know anything about it. I want to derive happiness from it. As soon as you bring a new TV in your house, you know, you are happy. Oh, it works. But you do not know how it works. You don't want to. So, we develop that tendency by forgetting, forgetful nature. We develop the tendency to become lazy, to get ready-made everything, you know, we don't use our brain or that is intelligence. Previously, people were also smart when there was no calculator. You did not get any opportunity to learn by cramming. No? But we were told there was a stick and we were supposed to cram, you know, read. And just like, you know, Muslims, you know, in madrasas, they read Quran by cramming. They are reading the hadith and all of the, you know, prayers. They are taught by cramming. We were told to learn, you know, the tables of multiplication and by cramming. But the result was enough to remain educated for that while. And you are just putting the push button to multiply. If I tell you what is 23 by 2, you will have to, oh, okay. We were able to tell right away. So that is a limited knowledgeability by our physical effort. Kshetragya means we have to know about the field of our activity, that is the body, inside out. Who am I? I am not this body. That is Mula Prakriti. Krishna created this. And it is so bewildering, that if you see this another Prakriti, means Prakriti means nature, Prakriti means living entity. There are all different living entities in my body. And my body is made up of different living entities. Then am I also a living entity? Where? I am a living entity by bodily conception. But when we say we are part and parcel of Lord Krishna, remembering that, we may change from one bodily conception to another bodily conception, but we cannot change our original nature. We are eternal. And Ajendra, you know, remembered that. And therefore, he is praying. And his prayers are expansions of his realizations. Simply on the strength of one mantra, it should be very powerful. Mahamantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya would be able to give you liberation. And bhakti in awe and reverence, that's about it. But Hare Krishna Mahamantra is giving you love of God in the highest realm, even up to Madhurya Rasa. So, what a potency is invested in this formula called mantra. And there are no hard and fast rules to chant. There are no hard and fast rules for even questioning whether how did Gajendra remember. He's an elephant. He's a laughable stone. But when one is not experienced in little potency of the holy name, how is it possible to him to dwell into the intricate workings of the holy name? It's simply we require mercy of the Lord and His devotees. So, Gajendra is explaining everything of Bhagavad Gita, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam. So the prayer of Gajendra is very important for us, that human form of life is not to be wasted. Always remember Krishna. That is the conclusion of it. Satatam smartavyam Vishnu vismartavyam na jatu chit. Never a time will come that you forget Krishna. You can forget your birthday, you can forget your cake, you can forget your toys, you can forget anything and everything, but never forget Krishna. Promise? Really? Okay. So anybody has any question? What?
No, just, I've got a question.
You got a question? Okay.
If you really want to know about your previous life,
no.
Is it possible?
I don't mean.
No, if
it's a wasted time. What kind of mentality you still have that is not Krishna conscious? It must be very predominant in past life. You can estimate. Just by calculation. Don't try to look at me. Waste of time. You never had this kind of opportunity in your life, and all that births you have taken. Why are you so interested in your last life? You think it was better than this life? You want to go back? What is the use? Waste of time. Even if you think that, oh, because I have desire, it will come in my dream, it's a waste of time. Become determined to chant Hare Krishna if such thoughts are coming again. Even in the dream, chant Hare Krishna and you will be, you know, at the highest level. Let somebody else analyze your life, this life and the last life even. But this life has to be analyzed. You know? If you want to go and spend your money, there are many people who will bluff you about your past life. What's the fun here? In India, there are many shops to tell you your past life.
Here, there are many people
tell you. Here, too. Oh my God, it's everywhere.
I didn't know.
You didn't know?
No.
That's good, don't know.
Nadi.
Papa, he's wasting his life. Yeah, you made it.
Yes, I have.
we know that we are not the body, we are the soul. That soul is a spiritual in nature. But how come he is a soul made the material desire? It's come from soul or?
Because he's confined and he cannot get out. He is confined into opposite nature, and opposite nature is so powerful that whatever his efforts are, that they are being tested. Therefore, we resort to material desires. We had this habit of attachment with the matter from time immemorial, not today or yesterday. But rest assured that however long we have been just drowning, you cannot find when did you start drowning. But the fact is that you are drowning. So get something in right away to try to get out. That is interesting. Soul has to accept the attachment, either spiritual or material. And how long he is going to ride the two horses in opposite directions? He has to accept one direction. So a human form of life is an opportunity to now choose into the world. Lord Krishna will give second opportunity, right? But again, the same choice will be there. But we need to make progress. Do you want to come again? I'll beat you up. So like that, we can't waste. Time is so precious.
The reason I asked Guru Maharaj, maybe I have missed something in previous life.
Oh, forget it! Don't say I have spilled milk! Don't cry or spill milk. You might have missed. You want to revisit? Then you'll be afraid, probably, going there. You'll run away. But then, you're missing. They're wasting their time.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. Supposing in your past life you've been a devotee and you pass away with a lot of attachments and desires and everything. So in the next life, does Krishna actually help you? Like, does he give you remembrance?
Surely. Whatever Agyat Sukruti, Bhakti and Mukhi Agyat Sukruti is there, it is the one that brings us together. In Krishna consciousness. And we progress from here. Don't you think you have progressed in 5 years more than any time? Good. Keep on increasing such assets. As far as possible, try to go back home, back to Godhead in this life. Prabhupada said, this material world is not for a gentleman. He has to make his way out. Never come. It is very miserable. Sydney is not miserable. Nobody has made through. Even nobody has made through your heavenly planets.
Maharaj, we're trapped in the material world, and we know that the means to get out is to surrender to Krishna. Theoretically, that sounds fine, but
theoretically, what's
required is that we need to surrender to Krishna's representatives, the Guru and the Vaishnavas.
Right.
Why is it so difficult to practically do that, to surrender to Krishna's representatives, the Guru and the Vaishnavas?
It is difficult because of ignorance is blocking hesitations and other things. Means we have a different plan. We want to surrender the way it suits to us. These are all blocks. We create the blocks. But for the simple, it is simplest. We have complicated plans. Therefore, difficult to say. It's not that we are so simple. How could we be so simple in Sydney? If you would have been in Fiji, simplicity was near. If you are born in remote India, you know, simplicity was more accessible. But now, don't get born in India. Things have changed.
Consciousness
devotees, would they believe in like a graha, you know, like somebody got a bad graha and you have to do this puja and that puja for that? So, if it is raining and if you have umbrella, you don't want to use it? Use it! Huh? But the grahas are not themselves responsible. They are also part of the prakriti, mula prakriti. They exert some effect due to that particular predominant mode. They exert. Because every devata would be there. Now, if you have Shani ki sadi sati, bole troubles of Shani Dev, they say to appease him. But how long can you appease him? Materially, to remove one material problem, Shani Dev is responsible only for part of the problem. So there are 33 crores of devatas, and their grahas are exerting that particular influence. How are you going to match out? You won't get a perfect result. Better chant Hare Krishna and go beyond the grahas. Transcend the grahas. That is the best way. Don't take a long inconvenient path, and that also giving us only temporary benefit. Stay healthy in Krishna consciousness. All the sicknesses will go away.
Gurudev?
Yeah.
You said you're not going to get it in Sydney. So, what should we do, we Sydney siders?
Chant Hare Krishna.
And leave Sydney?
No. When the time will come, you may leave. Don't hang around then. There are so many services, right?
Yes.
Good.
There are a lot toward leaving Sydney or any other part of the world. And
leaving
the shores of Vrindavan.
Are going to be black.
They think the
except
are in
Russia, they have white collar, but they are black too. Now, they see effect of three modes in material nature is pervading throughout. Which is predominant for you is a temporary understanding. But we are told to transcend the material modes. They are troublemakers anyway. Right? So, that's what Krishna says. Samgunam samatitya dan brahma puryaya kalpate. All the gunas we have to titya dan is transcend. Then and then, brahma puryaya kalpate.
But Guru Maharaj, yesterday you talked about 26 qualities of Vaishnava.
Yes.
So if we not fall in the 26 qualities, are we still qualified to do like chanting, and are we still qualified?
Yes, you will get. Simply by chanting, you will develop the qualities. Mula Prakriti means the material nature. But Krishna is a source of both material and spiritual nature. As the spiritual nature, shadow is Mula Prakriti. Right? So always resort to spiritual process, not material process. Material process is never recommended. Neither we are performing any ritualistic activities in Pancharatri system that are aligned with the spiritual nature, they are not called material activities. In Krishna consciousness, chanting and performing activity for the pleasure of the Lord is all transcendental. There are no more modes of material nature are effective. When you perform, say, a ritual like a yajna with the process of fire sacrifice, and you speak mantras to invoke Lord Krishna to accept your oblations, systematically, and Krishna accepts it. He says in Bhagavad Gita, the Brahman aspect, this is mine. So I am the sum total of material and spiritual energies called Brahman. Brahman. Brahmanya Devaya. Namo Brahmanya Devaya. The Brahmanya Devaya, who is Brahmanya Devaya? He is involved in this. In the fire, So Yajnesh Yajnapati is Vishnu. Brahma Agni Brahmana Hutam Brahman Tena Guntavyam Brahma Karma Samadhina. Krishna says everything. An oblation is also Brahman, and receiver is also Brahman. Because everything manifested from Pradhan Prakriti, so oblations, the material of, or ingredients of fire sacrifice, they are also Brahman. The fire itself is consuming, it's also Brahman. And everything emanates from the source of all energy, Krishna, who is invoked. So where is the difference? This is a process, and the material substances which are used is in Brahman. Unison, unification. There's no difference.
If people chant as well as eat meat and fish, what will be the effect of chanting?
They will become meat and meat. Fish.
So on what?
Bhagavad Gita.
Okay.
If they cannot offer to Krishna, then why should they consume?
Many people, they are doing like this way, chant. Huh? Many people I saw, they are chanting but eating fish and meat.
Useless.
Especially Fiji people.
We have to chant for the pleasure of the Lord. The chanting should be also manifesting in our activities. It's not a lip service.
Is it true, Gurudev, that to receive mercy, one should also be merciful to other creatures?
If we imbibe the character from someone for becoming merciful, we can't imitate, but we can develop that character through that process. Brahma Arpanam, what is that?
I think it's in 8th.
Here it is. On 4th chapter, 24th verse, Brahma Arpanam Havi Brahma Agno Brahmanahutam. Brahma Tena Gantavyam Brahma Karma Samadhi. Krishna.
424.
Yes. See? Alright, here it is, the verse. This is the transcendental knowledge. Alright? Brahma arpanam brahma hevi brahma agno brahmanahutam brahma ivatena gantavyam brahma karma samadhina. A person who is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness is sure to attain the spiritual kingdom because of his full contribution to the spiritual activities in which the consummation is absolute and that which is offered is of the same spiritual nature. And this happened to Brahma. When Brahma was born on the lotus, there was total darkness. There was no light. There was no way that Brahma can know himself. He was so forgetful. He wanted to try to know about him. What about him? How about this? You know, on his own, he's frustrated. Okay? Then out of the merciful nature of the Lord, the Shabda Brahman emerged, saying, Tapa, Tapa. There's so much concentrated in instruction, and a spiritual infusion that entered into 8 ear holes of Brahma, and he said, yeah, now something is understood, that when I woke up last time, I was also familiar with this world. So let me do that tapa, by which things will be manifested. Really, Brahma underwent austerities. He stopped trying to investigate anything around him, about him. He stopped and went into the trance meditation for how long? About 1,000 celestial years. Alright? So, then acknowledge Brahma, so the light of the Lord, then he will be able to see this Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. You know? And Garbhodakshaya Vishnu raised his lotus feet, indicating him, son. It's said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Karakanta. Then Brahma was still bewildered. He was waiting for the Lord. But as soon as the vision of the Lord make him so much attracted to him, the prayers have started coming out from his mouth. But the dint of the spirituality that is the Lord. And he worships him so much nicely. Then he said, yes, now I know my purpose. Otherwise we do not know the purpose of being here. Krishna gives us opportunity to find out for what purpose we are here. Who am I? Where am I? What am I? What am I supposed to do? That is the original question of Sanatana Goswami to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kami Kemach Japitai Tapatraya Jaya Tapatraya. Because beginning was suffering, ignorance, darkness, no help. So in this way, then he saw that the Lord is the creator of all these elements, 24 elements and that. Now I have to help because there is no other function Brahma can realize. So he wanted to do the visarga, means the creation has already onset. Now let me serve the Lord in order to help him to create more and more further. That is a visarga. So, first of all, the idea of helping the Lord to create the material world, and he also sees simultaneously all the suspended jivas, unaccountable numbers of suspended jivas, you know, are waiting to receive appropriate body that they received in previous time of Brahma. So Brahma realizes, but he doesn't see anything for offering to the Lord. So the Lord, you know, starts transforming himself into a Virat Rupa. Into the Virat Rupa. How the creation has to take place, he's showing Brahma, look, Sarvam Idam Kalvam Brahma. You will see, notice that everything surrounding you is Brahman, right? And in the Brahman, I am becoming the first Purusha. Purusha. So, but this is the material nature. The sum total of both spiritual and material nature. The spiritual nature has been also all-pervading, and it is there in every living entity who are suspended. They are waiting for their form yet. But prior to that, the Lord is showing how to formulize. So each and every different limb of the Lord started manifesting. And Brahma was realizing that the devatas, who were also in suspended form, they are taking their respective position in the Virat of body of the Lord. In the mouth, Agni Dev, in the nostrils, Ashwini Kumaras. So every limb is the manifestation of the demigods. And actually they are the controlling deities. So when a human being is also being formed by Brahma as the ninth creation, you know, in the image of God, you know, in the form which is completely looking like the original form of the Lord is like human being. But we have to understand it is all spiritual in constitution, while our is all material in constitution. So, from the spiritual concept to the material concept, and the soul is now experiencing bewilderment. Right? But actually our bodies are dvibhuj, two-handed form, and original body of the Lord is also dvibhuj, not chaturbhuj. They are the expansions. Shastrabhuj, they are the expansions. Like here also in Virata Rupa, when Purusha Shukta slokas are being, you know, chanted in the fire sacrifice, they are at par with the formation of this. And Brahma has to offer. Brahma wanted that this knowledge now I should use as a means of sacrifice. But he doesn't have anything at that time. Samhita, that was not there. Means the ingredients of yajna, they were not there. They have to come from the manifestation of the Lord. And the Lord says, use my limbs. There will be the generating organs for all the herbs and all the necessary ingredients. So, Brahma was offering everything in that fire. But this is in the spiritual conception. Alright? So in this way, Brahma got the central point of the Lord's manifestation upon which all the living entities will be given opportunity to come in the bodily conception. So, at that time when Brahma had to offer as oblation the limbs of the Lord, Brahmarpanam, for the purpose of offering to the Brahman. Brahma, Havi means the ingredients. Brahma Agnav, the fire is also Brahman. Brahmana Hutam, the one who is going to give the oblation is also Brahman. Brahmeva Tena Gantavyam, therefore one must approach the Supreme Absolute Truth, Brahman. And the Brahma Karma Samadhi, and all the activities will be also of the same spiritual nature. So we are not Karmakandis to consider chanting Hare Krishna to be one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas as Karmakanda is an offense. So what the spiritual nature is, the aspect, you know, that can be revived simply by our bhaktyonmukhi, pious activities, not regularly this punya karma, no. Only bhaktyonmukhi, which are inducing devotional service, or unknown devotional service that we have rendered becomes the seed for our progress in the next life. Those who have not done any meritorious activities of devotion, knowingly or unknowingly in their previous life, they will not have opportunity. So even in different kinds of devotees, the development is on the different level is there, but nonetheless their devotional service has begun, you know. So it's the vision of Uttamadhikari, and not to make any distinction. They say, Kanishta, Maharo Goryusko, ye uncha hai, ye nicha hai. Ye sab madhyam adhikari level par chalta hai, but not uttam adhikari. He says, sarvam idam khalvam. Everything is Brahman. So, a person who is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness is sure to attain the spiritual kingdom because of his full contribution to spiritual activities in which the consummation is absolute and that which is offered is of the same spiritual nature. Pancharatri. This is the Pancharatri principle. That there should not be any difference for the purpose, sankalpa, and the performance of fasting. It is for the pleasure of the Lord, and there is no other sankalpa can be ever put through. So, devotees are not karmakandis. Even though seemingly they may perform the same kind of fire sacrifice. No. This is called Vaishnava Yajna. It goes by the principle of the absolute truth, not a relative truth. Chalo hum ye mahachandi yagya karvate hain, humare ghar mein shanti rahe, ye karo, wo karo, ye sab karma kandi
hai.
Remove all this, you know, nasty thing, which are giving us fearful nature. So, apne man mein shanti rakho.
Is going to all the punya kshetras considered a pious activity or a punya karma?
What?
Going to all these temples and all these punya kshetras.
Hmm. One who enters in the spiritual process, their spiritual process is not pious. You know, it's beyond the piety. Foolish piety, accumulation of foolish piety, does not allow us to go in the realm of spirituality at all. I'm just giving this charity. I don't want to know who is it or whatever is it.
Say going to Tirupati or all those places, they come under
pious. Tirupati is Bhagwan Narayan. You are going to him probably for asking even material benefit, it is allowed. Akamava sarva kamaihi moksha kama udharati tivrena bhakti yogena yajitapurushantaram. They offer their hair. They offer ladies, you know, newly married couple, they come and offer their hands. You know. They go through the very rigorous, activity. So that's okay. After all, they know the Supreme Personality of Godhead gives them. Devata ki sharan mein to jaate hain, they to one, you know, indirect nature has jata. You can approach to Krishna for whatever it is. Sakam devotee. They can go to Vaikuntha.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I just wanted to ask you something. I've been reading and hearing about spiritual world, and I know it's some very special place. So everyone there has a conscious, like have very special consciousness of love for Godhead, right? And what I've learned, it might be wrong, Krishna accommodates for all these sort of subtle differences in consciousness. Like if you're attached to the Ram avatar, you will be in that yogi realm in the spiritual world and so forth. My question is, like, within that atmosphere of love of Godhead, and how did we fall down, even despite being in such a vicinity with Krishna and whoever we were attached to, how did we fall down from that spiritual realm into here? And having said that, does, if we go back, does that possibility still exist?
The revival.
Yes.
The same thing. Yes. That is the nature. Being part and parcel of Krishna means we were existing once upon a time. This gives the premise to work upon. So going back home, back to Godhead, means we came from there.
I understand that.
Right. So now, there are different chambers in the big house, and a lot of different kinds of pastimes are happening. But we do not know when we came, we fell off, right? Krishna says the fundamental fall down has occurred due to this sense of duality. Ichha dvesha samuthena dvanda mohena bharata sarva bhutani sammoham sarve hati. Without any exception, all those who have come into the existence of material life by birth and death originally came due to the separate desire and hate element, which are simultaneously coming both together. So they got entrapped in the delusion of duality. And that becomes the original cause of our fall down. Now, if you see Brahma Jyoti, the outer realm is also at the place of fall down. Right? However one goes, but do not remain attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, they are going to fall down. So, when Brahma Jyoti is of same nature of the personality of Godhead, simply the personality of Godhead is not existing. It is the influence. The locality is also there. The localization, the Paramatma side is also there, because he is all pervading. And the personality is also there, the Supreme Personality. So, if you are living, being part and parcel of your father in the big house, which is the real home where you came about, you may even go around the house, is it? Right? Then you may go around little more outskirts of the house. But there it is only the influence, not the house. Even though it belongs to you, your father. But that realm is a realm of falling. But yet gatvāna nivartante tad dhāmam paramam mama. You stay in the house, why do you have to go out?
So I was wandering around the Brahma Jyoti, so...
Naturally. That is the platform of falling off.
Why did I need to wander around if I was in...
Because ichha means separate desire. We are individuals.
That's the part I don't understand.
Right. No. An individual means independent.
Oh, so...
Right. An individual without independence is not an individual. Mm-hmm. But however minute you are, that minute... independence has been misused. Right to enjoy separate. Just like the, you know, you want to loiter, that is my father's, let me go. But the father doesn't have that desire. You know. So, contradiction in the desire of Lord Krishna, our separate desire is called misuse of minute independence. That becomes the cause. And why it happened? Element of hate. Oh, why do I have to stay within the house? Come on. That's so intimate realm. where we were doing personal exchanges with him and pure devotional service. So that is called misuse of minute independence that you can call.
So if we go back, does that
yes.
still exist?
Definitely.
Okay.
And you have to go through the same way you fail off.
Yeah.
You know? It will come, but you know this is not the house. Now you know that it gives me incomplete satisfaction that, oh, I'm in Brahmajyoti. No, you will fall off.
Will I remember this material experience if
yes.
I go back to...
No, they are like a dream, you forget.
Oh, this will be...
Naturally, you will have to forget that Krishna will make you forget.
So all the spiritual friendships and connections we made, a guru and stuff,
yes.
we'll forget.
Yes, you know. But guru has a business to reconnect you with Krishna.
So you won't know Prabhupada in the spiritual world.
Definitely. So he will be the one who
yeah,
systematically puts us in the line.
But at the end, in the spiritual world, all you know is Krishna, right?
Yes, but he does not come and interfere between our relationship with Krishna.
Okay.
But he is a careful guide at this day. We were discussing Astottara Shata. Why there is the word Astottara is 108. There are 108 principal gopis. They are our guide. Where your service, original service was fitted, you know, where it was, you know, just like jigsaw puzzle, you may go around somewhere, you know, but there are so many that will be matching you, but unless until the exactness will be there, you will have to wait. But nonetheless, in spirituality, you will be continuing your devotional service.
Yeah.
More and more saturate, so more and more intimacy, and it will fix you back. So that realm is Krishna Loka. By once going there is no chance to come back.
Unless you misuse your...
Yeah. Yeah, but that means you want to take liberty.
Exactly.
Excuse me.
So,
कौन आया
साथ में कोई नहीं आया मुझे छोड़ कर चले गए हैं और मेरी बड़ी पतो भी आएगी मुझे पिक करके लेकर चले जाएगी
सब छोड़ के चले गए
चले गए
वृंदावन चले जाओ
अब वृंदावन नहीं कहीं गए हैं मेरा मोटर लिबना को आ जाएगा ना निकाल मुझे आकर बाहर खड़ी रहना
Guru
Maharaj, he wants to continue.
Yeah, just a few more. So, can we say everyone has one guru in the spiritual world, that's Krishna, and we just follow him, right? There's no intermediate, there's no representative, like a guru.
No, Sambandha Gyan is used by the Dikshadu, that is one guru.
In here?
Yes.
But over there, in the spiritual world?
No, there will be a lot of Dikshadu.
Oh, there will?
For sure.
But why do we need that if Krishna is in our vicinity, right there, in front of us?
Can you understand the permutation and combination of varieties?
No.
Where do you fix in millions of varieties? Do you know your variety?
What? Doesn't Krishna accommodate because of his potencies? He
it's
can.
Not automatic, it is very system. So the system has to be ordered. It is not an Indian system.
Okay.
But the devotional system is
American.
And therefore we respect the hierarchies. Our superiors, our, because they have realized up to a certain extent, okay, may not be full, but it will be beneficial. So our nature should be sargari. Like a bumblebee, you go and suck up, but then start concentrating. You know, sargri is very important. So there will be many instructing spiritual master, but they cannot instruct in different ways for the same target. Going back home, back to Godhead, they have to instruct me. They can tell something else.
Well, you're already back home, back to Godhead then. What can they teach you?
No, but even in the back to back home, remember, in your house, when you grew, you were growing up, you had a room, right?
I guess, yeah.
You would not allow anybody. It was your private room, right? After becoming a teenager, you must have your room, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right. So, Jesus also told, in my father's home there are many chambers. You know? But he cannot tell anything because they are not Sargrahi people that he was teaching.
Time,
yeah. He learned everything from India.
Hey. Gurudev, we are talking about also our own nature and Maya. I mean, most things we say here, oh Maya, Maya's done this and Maya's done that. But don't we also have to blame ourselves and take responsibility for our own nature?
Why do you have to hate Maya?
Because Maya takes you away from Krishna.
But Maya is the instructing spiritual master, the first mother. You know, you will not hate. But now you are qualified to go back home, back to God. She will watch you. She will test you. Can you hate your teacher when he take your test? If you hate him more, he will pay.
But the parlance is that everything is Maya. You know,
it's correct that we are not part of the Maya, but somehow or other, as long as we have the material body, Maya is at least allowing us to serve Krishna. That is the greatest mercy she can afford.
In the spiritual world, you just mentioned that you have a minute independence, minute portion of independence. To what extent can you actually use that independence so as not to forget Krishna and fall down? So on what level does it actually stop?
No, at the desire level. Your independence is going to give you an individual desire or hankering. And the Lord, knowing that, oh, he doesn't want to listen to me, okay, now let me facilitate so he can fulfill his desire. So he is the facilitator, but he is not helping you to fulfill your desire.
So realistically, we don't have any independence, really.
Naturally.
We have to be totally dependent.
No, we are slaves. Do you want to become slave of Maya or slave of Krishna? We are supposed to be sold out servant of Krishna. Right? Sold out servant means what?
Slave of everything.
But that will be our greatest happiness, isn't it?
Huh?
That will be the ultimate happiness with Krishna, that's all. That is where
we... It is an eternal happening. So, somehow or other Krishna is bringing, even through the ventures of our desires, he is giving us opportunity in the human form of life. So somewhere along the line, somewhere we might have made a mistake to remember him. So he's grabbing the opportunity. Don't regret about that mistake. It is a good mistake. Yes?
Maharaj, you said before that the material desire that comes from the soul, that it comes because your soul is in a confined space or something. It's confined. But in the spiritual world, you're not confined. So how does the material desire come? And you also said that our experiences here when we go back will be all like a dream.
But then other classes, they said that once bitten, twice shy. So you remember here, that's why you'll never fall down again once you go back. So I was wondering.
So repeated fall downs are there only in the outer realm that is called Brahmajyoti. Right? Repeated fall downs are there. And occasional fall down is there at Vaikuntha level, where Krishna may desire that you go back into material form, just like Jaya and Vijaya, you know, came from material, I mean spiritual world. Right? But understanding the desire of the Lord, they preferred that the world has to see the greatest fits of enviousness. So they chose to become demons in three lifetimes. So sooner the Lord will make their way back quickly into their original position of diamond. And they did it. It was a wise choice for them. And at that point, even if you see, when Hiranyakashipu's younger brother Hiraksha was killed first, right? And Hiranyakashipu is speaking the wise counsel of spiritual nature to Hiraksha's wife. Oh, don't cry. Don't you know he's an eternal soul? He's not the body. Don't cry on this body. But he was very dear to me also as my brother. And I want to take revenge. I want to kill the enemy of my vision. So don't worry. Our enmity will continue. So that desire, you know, not knowing to surrender, but to extreme opposite. That he want to replace the Lord himself. He was claiming himself to be Lord. And he did so nefarious activity. All the demons are expert in giving troubles to the Lord's devotees, not the Lord. Because they know the Lord will come and then we will grab him. Otherwise he is hiding. So let's harass his devotees first.
Expert.
So anyway, so we see Ravana was a Brahman, so he should be known as Brahman. But yet, he is an enemy to the personality aspect. And he was trapped between what is mortal and immortal, too, the same. So this characteristic is being carried on in the three lifetimes. Enviousness. At the height in these three lives against Lord Krishna. Enviousness. So, most of the people are so much beaten up by the Maya that they have a hard time to make their ends meet. They have to struggle so hard and they are easy targets to even make believe that, yeah, Vishnu is God, just worship him, oh, and pray him, oh, you know, for relieving your material business. But these are superficial material misery. Real miseries are called ignorance about the absolute truth. These are the different levels that we see the same problem of ignorance is being tackled in these pastimes.
How did Hiranyakashipu have the feeling with it? That he tells his brother that it is eternal and all that, and then he tries to go against Lord Vishnu and tries to kill Lord Vishnu. Doesn't it become a bit incongruous?
No. enviousness does not have any boundary. Enviousness doesn't have any boundary. So, now, the second part of your question, I couldn't understand. Can you repeat that?
You said that when we go back, that this material experience will be just like a dream, we won't remember it.
Right.
But then other lectures I've heard that they said, once bitten, twice shy, that once we're here, we'll realize that there's like so much pain here that we'll never come back. Never will the desire occur where you want to enjoy without Krishna.
It's almost, how did Jiva fail?
He's saying, other classes he's heard once bitten, twice shy. He's like saying, so you'll never come back here. Or you just said, this will all be a dream. So he was a bit confused on that.
Those who are transcendentalists, but everest to Lord Vishnu, means they are envious of Lord Vishnu. There can be transcendentalists, but enviousness is continued. They keep on falling. Bhagavatam says, Yenye Arvindaksha Vimukta Maninaha Tai Asta Bhava Avishuddha Buddhaya. Dirty intelligence. Enviousness means dirty intelligence. Aruhi Krichena Parama Padam Tata Patanti Ada Anadat Yushpatam. Just like the demons are casted into more and more hellish situation and a repeated birth and death because of their enviousness. Similarly, those who are transcendentalists, but they deny the form of the Lord, nirgun niragar, and they deny and they criticize and they offend the Lord, they repeatedly fall down because they have not taken shelter. Brahmajyoti is not place of shelter. Brahmano hi pratishthanam. The shelter of Brahmajyoti is Krishna. That's what he said. So how could they stay there? They may come and go, come and go, come and go. Is it not? Can you understand that? So the idea is that that is the level of fall down. And those who are in that impersonal aspect, they have to take many, many human births. And when they get the opportunity to meet a devotee, then he may be induced to chanting Hare Krishna, and by his mercy, he will become a devotee. So, bahunam janmanamante gyanavamam. A jnani has to take many, many lifetime births to come to the conclusion, vasudevam sarvamiti. Then he is called Mahārāja. So, Mahārāja is very rare. So, what was he before? He is not Mahatma. He is called Durātma. Any envious person is called Durātma.
It sounds like my question was, like, if we're serving Krishna in Gaur Vrindavan, not like the Mayavadis in the Brahmajyoti, why do we need to seek refuge in our misuse of independence if we're having so much fun and like fulfillment?
But you know that I told you the minute independence is there.
You
are serving, but you also take liberty to go around. Krishna's realm is immense. And you are too tiny. But you want to crawl. You want to grow. You think that you are big.
You can be happy without it.
We should always remember that we are all dependent every time. There was no question of independence.
Humility and surrender should continue once we reach Krishna also.
Yes. The safest thing is to become a grass, blade of grass.
So, Maharaj, could you explain what happens when we transcend all this? What's the protocol? Like, we reach the spiritual world, then what happens? What's the next step? Do you know?
Well, suppose if you have been suspended from a job,
okay,
you'll be in a miserable situation. When you regain and go back to your job, by the mercy of your boss or whatever it is,
we'll just recontinue what you think.
You regain the same blissful nature.
Okay. So it would be like you woke up, literally feeling you just woke up from a bad thing.
Yeah. It doesn't take much of a physical nature of exercise. This is spiritual. So if you become more introspective and follow the directions of the spiritual master, sure. Yes.
What happens to those souls towards the end of Kali Yuga and when there's the beginning of the
Why? You want to stay around till the end of Kali Yuga?
Just out of curiosity, what?
Curiosity will kill the cat. Curiosity. Your brain is restless. Now, brain should be lies and the direction of it, not off track. Otherwise, that is also a thing. You see, curiosity, that habit has been there. You know?
Yeah.
Do they come back from where they left after?
What do you think? You should be able to answer this.
We end it here, Guru Maharaj. Next section. Namadev Chandran Prabhu House, we have to go. So we'll end here.
Today is my last day. And they're going to keep me running from one place to another. Oh, I forgot that I was hungry. Shubha Bhagavad Gita.
Jai!